All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH, or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com.
Well, I have done something unprecedented, and I do apologize. I have called a double audible. We are moving the Who Am I? And we're going to move it to a more appropriate time because we have some football to get to. And timing-wise, I'm not going to put us at 3:15 where we want to get into a roundup at 3:30. So I'm going to do the Trey Flowers thing right now into a free agency trade rumor bonanza at 3:30. Then we'll do Who Am I? It works better that way, and I'm sorry. But we worked on this, and I'm into it. You guys know my thoughts. I'm always afraid of signing Patriots, and not secondary guys, like not like B-listers and C-listers. I mean, good Patriots, because Bill Belichick doesn't make mistakes. So Sully did a hell of a good job on this. I'm going to go down some of these guys, and you're going to know the names. You'll know them. And I think for me, all it does is give me more confidence in my convictions that I am scared bleepless to sign Trey Flowers. Reports are coming out today that there is going to be a bidding war for Trey Flowers between the Lions and the Titans. I personally do not want to be involved in that bidding war, but take a listen. Bill Belichick cut team captain, fan favorite, and a four-time Pro Bowler, Lawyer Malloy. He never made another Pro Bowl. Bill Belichick, young, talented linebacker, trades Jamie Collins, midseason, third-round pick, for the same pick he would have gotten compensatory. Traded him, got him up out of there. Yesterday, Jamie Collins was released by the Cleveland Browns. He had Mike Vrabel and Matt Cassel. He traded them both after the 08 season. Vrabel did not make a Pro Bowl, retired with the Chiefs. Cassel had one good year with the Chiefs in 2010, made a Pro Bowl. Richard Seymour used to be a dominant defensive end. Dominant. He traded him. Best defensive lineman in franchise history. Traded him in 09 for a first-round pick. He was, at that time, a four-time All-Pro. Went to the Raiders, two Pro Bowls in the 4 years, really only deserved one of them. Second one was on name recognition. Vince Wilfork. Everyone knows him. The dancing clown, the dancing bear, was an All-Pro. Declined to pick up his option after 2015. Wilfork leaves, two seasons with the Texans, nothing. How about Wes Welker? Stud, right? All pro. Didn't re-sign him. Lowballed him. Never made a Pro Bowl again with Denver and the Rams. I mean, guys, I can keep going. I mean, Ty Law wasn't the same when he left. No player's the same when they leave. So here's my question. You read the report that the Lions and Titans are going to be in a bidding war for Flowers. Who's the coach of the Titans? Mike Vrabel. Where did he play? New England. Who's the coach of the Lions? Matt Patricia. Where did he coach? New England. The other team that was mentioned? Brian Flores, Dolphins. Where did he coach? New England. Are you comfortable getting in a bidding war for Trey Flowers, knowing the track record of Bill Belichick simply not making mistakes in players they don't retain? Is there a chance Flowers goes back to New England? There is. I think Devin McCourty did it where they didn't franchise him. He tested free agency, came back. But with Trey Flowers and the words bidding war, you can go back, but I don't think Uncle Bill's going to say yes. So if you're a Lions fan, this guy is an edge rusher, defensive player. He is going to be paid like J.J. Watt. I've told you this for weeks. I read you some of the history there. I mean, hell, Belichick tried to trade Gronk last year. Did Gronk go out and have a good season? Absolutely not. Are Gronk's future prospects very bright? Absolutely not. Belichick doesn't make mistakes. I am scared big time to sign Trey Flowers. I know they should. I know he fits. I know he's young. He's 25. I know everything sounds right with Trey Flowers, except my one rule. Learn from the mistakes of my franchise. The Giants signed Nate Solder. Nate Solder was awful last year. Awful. New England got rid of Logan Mankins. I don't think Mankins ever did anything ever again. With them, he was a Pro Bowler. He was a first-round pick for them. So I want to throw the number out. I want to ask you guys where you're at with it. Are you at a point you just want talent, you'll take the risk? Or do you look at it the same way I do and go, man, you better be real careful when you're shopping in that aisle? 248-539-9797. Sully, your take on it. David as well, please.
Yeah, I mean, this is just such a classic thing. The Lions do nothing but try and sign former Patriots. And yeah, if Bill Belichick is going to get rid of somebody, generally speaking, his value is done in New England. We can't point to many examples. We just laid out a bunch of them. You can't point to many examples where a guy has gone on and really had a nice career after New England. Belichick's ruthless like that. The second that you don't provide as much value as you once did, he moves on. He tries to get what he can, tries to be proactive. So of course there's pause with this. Of course there's pause that if he's releasing Trey Flowers, not going to re-sign him, you almost like, what's wrong with him? Why, if the Patriots don't want him, what's wrong with him? Because you know that Belichick's not going to, he's not going to go overpay for guys. Patriots never have overpaid for guys. If anything, you'd think that Quinn would notice that and then kind of know how he operates. So that's another reason why it confuses me that he's always about getting former Patriots.
Like, you want to sign Dwayne Allen? Fine. B-list guy, C-list guy, depth, backup, fine. But if you sign Trey Flowers, that is the signature signing of your offseason. You are going to sign him to probably a six-year deal that will total north of $100 million. I do look at this and wonder and go, do you really want to be the next person to make this mistake? What are the odds it works out? Is it even reasonable to suggest that Bill Belichick could be the only one to appropriately unlock this talent and then know when to jump off? David.
I've always thought, and I agree with Sully, I've always thought the opposite, that if your team is getting a call from New England about a player, then why would you ever give him up? Because Bill Belichick must know something that you don't know. This player must be good, and you're going to give up on him. So the fact that he's given up on players time after time, they haven't done anything, that tells me Bill Belichick is very smart. So if there's a player that's from his team that he let go, that's free to sign anywhere, he's probably done. Why would you ever go after a player like that? Why would you be in a bidding war with a player that's going to be done?
I do also question the wisdom of paying Trey Flowers $17 million a year.
Yes.
I mean, it's different if Trey Flowers has proven to be a better overall player for longer, I probably go that route. But he happens to be a guy who had a very good year in a contract year. I'm very nervous about that. I mean, I'm desperate to win. I want to see the Lions get some good players, no doubt. But I don't like signing Patriots.
And Mike, enough with the former Patriots stuff. How many times do we have to hear about this with the Lions? At first it was funny, it was cute, they're trying to get some former Patriots. Maybe you can understand it a little bit because they were around these guys. But we're years later now after Bob Quinn got hired, and still you know that every single former Patriot is going to be interviewed by the Lions or considered. I don't understand it. You got to be your own identity. You can't just carbon copy the Patriots. It's never worked before. So for them to always seemingly go after these Patriot guys, Patriot ties, Dwayne Allen, you know, now it's Trey Flowers. I mean, we can talk Matt Castle. We can, like, LeGarrette Blount. How many guys do we have to go on and talk about to prove the point? That's all he wants to do. That's all Bob Quinn wants to do is sign former Patriots. And it's gotten a little ridiculous and, if anything, a little excessive.
I mean, it's tough, man. It really is. I mean, he had a huge year this year, but you're going to be paying a guy $17 million a year who has 21 career sacks and is a Patriot. Do I really want to go that route? I have a hard time with it. I do.
The problem is, too, the Lions are so desperate to get a replacement for Ziggy Ansah that they're going to just do whatever it takes.
I don't know. It comes down to the people. I would really love to talk to the people about it. I just get very nervous. Biggest year was the contract year. Yes, he's young. I mean, he's talented. I like the player. I get it. But, geez, I mean, you're going to pay, and I understand this is more than just being an edge rusher and being a three-down player. And guys, if I am going to pay you $17 million a year as a defensive football player, yes, I need more than a career high of 7.5 sacks. I think Belichick knows the intrinsic value of these players. Is there a touch of arrogance to it? Of course there is, but he's earned the right to be arrogant. You got to believe that if Trey Flowers was foundational, New England would find a way to keep him, right? 248-539-9797. I want to wrap about that for a little bit, and then we'll get into some of the juicier rumors around the league at 3:30. 97.1. All right, so we built the case with Trey Flowers. And look, the other thing, too, and I know we'll get some calls. Well, the Patriots don't have a ton of cap space. First of all, the cap's going up. Second of all, if an NFL team wants to sign a guy, they can get real creative to sign a guy. Tom Brady's your quarterback. He ain't getting any younger. If they wanted to keep Trey Flowers, they could have franchised him and figured it out. I never believe teams when they cry poor. Figure it out. It's simple. Trey Flowers is very similar to a guy the Giants signed in Olivier Vernon, a guy I didn't want. The Giants paid Olivier Vernon a 5-year deal north of $80 million. With inflation, with the salary cap going up, I think it is a very high likelihood that Trey Flowers on the open market will go 6 years and over $100 million. And I think the average annual valuation would be $17 million a year. I am a little leery of that. But the articles are starting to come out that there is going to be a bidding war between you and the Titans for the services of Trey Flowers. And Sully screams about it, but guess what? It's two Patriot assistants, a former Patriot player, going after Trey Flowers. And why do they want him? Because he plays all over the line of scrimmage. He's not just an edge guy, but you are paying him to be a pass rusher. Make no mistake about it. He only runs about 6'2", maybe 6'3", and he's about 270 pounds. He's a bit of a unique player. But he's an edge rusher. And he's an edge rusher that has a career high of 7.5 sacks. That is, look, 25 years old, won't be 26 until the season starts, and the Patriots really didn't try that hard to keep him. I didn't read those articles. I didn't see those articles. Tried to find him, didn't see him. And don't tell me they can't find the money. They can. All teams can. If the Giants wanted to keep Landon Collins, they could have. They didn't. You want to find the money? Fine. Cut Eli at $23 million. You save 17, spend 11 on Landon, still a plus 6. They didn't do it. If I'm the Patriots and I just won a Super Bowl and I got a quarterback who's older than Moses, I don't let my best defensive player walk away. I find a way, right? Look at the history of Belichick, the players I read to you, whose careers died when they left. Lawyer Malloy and you know, Vince Wilfork, Welker, Woodhead, Ty Law, go up and down the list. Logan Mankins, Nate Solder. Come on now. 248-539-9797. Ticket text coming in on this. I'm comfortable with Flowers to the Lions because almost every guy you went through was older. Lions absolutely need a pass rush. That's from Joe. They just don't want to pay for him. Pats are cheap. No, the Pats have spent on their best guys. They cast off the guys they don't value. Go back and look. They will spend. Is Jamie Collins the former Patriot we should be signing? Add him to the list, I guess. Cleveland just released him. There's no way in the world I'd touch Trey Flowers. I think he's solid, but I wouldn't overpay for him. Rather use the money on OBJ and get a defensive end. This just in. Patriots put a jersey on janitor, then fire him. Lions make offer. I almost feel like that was sent directly from you, Sully.
It was not, but I completely agree with that.
And look, is it wrong for me to think Trey Flowers is a really nice player, but I'm not paying him like J.J. Watt?
You can't. We know that Bill Belichick clearly sees something that he's fallen off. Not fallen off, but just not as valuable as the contract. But this is just so typical that the Lions are going to rush out and make him an offer. I mean, the report that they're going to get into a bidding war with the Titans, the Lions want him this bad that they're just going to keep bidding and keep throwing money at him.
Well, look, I mean, 6 years, $102 million. That's 17 per, and you got to figure 40 to 45 of it is at least guaranteed. I mean, Olivier Vernon got 40, so I would assume Trey Flowers would get 50.
And I just wish, I know Patricia's a defensive coach, I just wish that we'd be hearing some rumors once in a while about some marquee guys on offense and not always just defense, whether it's Landon Collins, Trey Flowers, whatever. Of course, they're good players. But how about, let's hear some buzz and some rumors about offense once in a while.
Well, it makes
too.
You wonder. Quinn said we got to do a better job getting playmakers around Matthew. But the only thing we keep hearing is that recurring Marvin Jones might be gone rumor. And you're right. Nowhere to be found on Kareem Hunt, nowhere to be found on AB. Now, look, Mike, maybe they want to bring in three or four B-level offensive free agents. Strength in numbers. I don't want to spend on one receiver, I'll bring in two. I don't want to spend on one back, I'll bring in two. I don't know, Mike, I don't know the answer. I'm waiting like you are.
We know that they'll do something goofy, whether it be Danny Amendola or it'll be a corpse of Adrian Peterson, or they'll bring Golden Tate back. We know it's going to do.
I don't think
be something
listen,
like that.
Listen, bringing Golden Tate back, I would expect Tate would get, what, $12, $13 million a year on the open market? If I'm Golden Tate, I go to New England. I take a little less. I play with Brady for a year or two, try to win a Super Bowl, call it a day. Done. If I'm Golden Tate, I'm too, you know, look, Golden Tate's a vet. He's accomplished a lot in this game. I'm not going and taking the most money from a lousy team. I don't think Golden Tate's coming back here. They traded him. I don't think he's coming back. Let's get to the people. Go to Brett, 97.1. Brett, how are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good, bud. What's on your mind?
It's good. So I actually agree with you. I don't want – there's been this weird thing in the league since New England started winning. Coaches, too. People forget. The coaches –
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.